Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom. What's going on? This is Vita Preacher. Welcome to another edition of Straight No Chaser, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Not going to be with you long tonight. Wasn't quite sure if we were going to do the show tonight because of the Democratic National Convention, which of course is the Liars Convention. and the facade. I want to take some information in first before coming to you. But nevertheless, we are here, and I want to give you some opportunities to speak. So if there's anyone that wants to speak on what they've encountered, what they've transpired, you can definitely call in. And the number is 213-769-0910. And I don't want to be long before you tonight. This is a show designed to deal with our community, our family, our people. We set our face like a flint. We deal with our obscurities, our weirdness, our ideologies, and the fact that we just don't have a clue as to the truth of who we are, the people of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, Jeremiah 17, Psalms 83, and those other clowns. They are the people of Revelations 2 and 9 and Revelations 3 and 9. And we are the people. Wake up. No more lies. No more lies from your Christian church, your lying pastors who are part of the 501c3 compliance. I want you to know who you are and come back to the truth and the laws that made us Kodesh, separate, anointed, consecrated. You've been lied to. You've been taught lies. Your fathers have taught you lies. You've been listening to lies your whole life. And now it's time for you to come back into the knowledge of the truth. Straight No Chaser, this is what we do. This is what we tell you. Because you niggas have lost your damn minds with the foolishness that you're perpetrating. Your homosexuality, your lesbianism, your fake Sunday Christianity, eating your pork, swine, and pig, and ribs, and getting away from the Sabbath and saying, oh, we don't have to keep the laws anymore. That's not a God, the Most High, that I want to serve, who changes his mind, who's unstable. No, that's not my God. He lays something out, and it's eternal, and it's forever. So, if you want to call in, speak on these subjects, please do so. That's where we are, because we are the people. And if you believe in all this Democratic National Convention crap, which is a crock, you are definitely...
Yeah! Yes, Malayana! Youngest Malayana. Cause you've been denied of your 9 to 5 year, and you're over 10 and watch CNN and believe everything here, and you're 35 and you still survive Eagle Punk on a side here, and you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride here, and you're riding a freak and she love how you tweet and your condom deplete her, and just a baby please and you weak in the knees and kick off and release her, then you hear from the street says you're full of disease and you start to sneeze her. And for weeks all food do not eat and you will start the creature. So don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. You are against the beast and when things is feast, that's when you are freezer. A bleach and you drop asleep and machine a beacher. You exalt and a hype like you fling that they might and all live gangsta life here. And I run off your beak and your thing go breach and bad man go seek her. Then if I want police, find you with your peace and you start to feel her. And you get released, man, I circle your neat and you think it's no real year. Then two things you see, you go decide to sneak some coke in your feet. And go overseas and same time you reach stocks before your priest is in too deep. So don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, your mama incomplete. When you drop in the street, you will drop in too deep. You are back about your wealth and speak of yourself like you're someone else, sir. When you just start to grow, but you think you are broke, are you sitting ashore, yeah? Think you know everything and worship the bling and deny the king, yeah?
Mesmerized by the beat, CD and repeat, memorizing my feature in too deep. So don't be in too deep, for you we incomplete. When you drop in the street, you we drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, your poop are incomplete. When you drop in the street, you we drop in too deep. One more miss suicide, car, you've been denied of your 9 to 5 year. And watch CNN and believe everything, yeah. And you're 35 and you still survive, I go pan corner side, yeah. And you're 55 and don't have a child, be a giant, your pride, yeah. And you're riding a freak and she love how you tweet and your condom deplete, yeah. And she said, baby, please, and you weak in the knees and kick off and release, yeah. Then you hear from the streets as you pull up disease and you start to sneeze, yeah. And more than 2 weeks, all food you not eat and you will start to freeze, yeah. So don't be in too deep, for you we incomplete. When you drop in the street, you we drop in too deep. And don't be in too deep, for you we incomplete. When you drop in the street, you we drop in too deep. And you are against the beast, and when things are freeze, that's when you are freezer. And you wanna bleach, and you drop asleep, and gunshot a beacher. You exhaust and the hype like you fling down the might, and no live gangsta life, yeah. Not your beak and your thing go breach and bad man go feature. Then if I want police, find you with your peace and the start of failure. Then you get released, man, a circle your neat and your thing it no real, yeah. And two things go sleep, you go decide to sneak some coke in your free kit. And go overseas and stay time to reach back, sniff out your feces. In too deep, so don't be in too deep, for you be incomplete. When you drop in the street, you we drop in too deep. Don't be in too deep, for you we incomplete. When you drop in the street, you we drop in too deep.
Yeah!
In too deep.
Yes, my lion.
Incomplete.
How you mean?
In the street. In too deep. In too deep. Incomplete. In the street.
Shalom, shalom. This is V the Preacher. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser here on Blog Talk Babylon Radio. We're not going to be on here long tonight unless there are people who want to voice their opinion about this Democratic National Convention, this Democratic National, the lies that are being perpetrated. But at the same time, we also want to talk about the fact that we are in a transition. Hey, this is 2012. We thought this was doom and gloom. We thought this was the end of the world. We thought that we would see tragedy. We thought that we would see things coming to an end. This is also the time that they want to introduce the age of Aquarius, and I don't know where we are. Either we're going to see some major things happen in the next 3 months, or we're not. We have prognosticators of doom, false prophets, but I do know that everything in our Hebrew history book, which is called the Tanakh and the Torah, has given us information about the truth and reality of where we are and what's going to transpire within the next few days. So we look at that, and we want to take a look at that, all those things. So if you want to call in, if you want to say something, it's 213-769-0910. I don't want to do the normal show. As I've told you, this show is designed to offend our community because we are stiff-necked and hard-headed and we don't listen. And we have to start waking up and stop being idiots and fools and come up out of our buffoonery and prepare ourselves. Christ said, when I come back, will I find faith in the earth? That's a major thing. And nobody listens to that. Will I find faith in the earth? Meaning, will you believe? Sometimes I don't even believe myself that things are going to, how you say, transform. transpire the way the scriptures tell us, that we're going to see this paradigm shift. It's hard to believe, but in actuality, yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. So, shalom, shalom, people. Welcome.
Yeah, you know, send them out to Wagwan. Yo, just hold firm, you know. Keep moving. Hold your head up, you know. Hey, yo. Wake up in the morning, say a little thing to God. Him bless me, just food in a me cupboard. Remembering the days when time well hot, me belly hungry, and me couldn't find a regular job. Feel like me can't move, me trap in a cage. Still searching for the words to put on the page. Still dreaming about the day when me step on the stage. But nothing now come, that's when me better say. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on. Yeah, I. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down. Yeah, I. You have to keep moving, stand on, stand on, stand on. Emily, she coulda tell no sad story. I'm an abuser, I'm gonna beat her up badly. Yeah. I coulda watch it brightly. I hope fading quick, I'm starting a family. One day she decides, yeah, I'm taking no more. She follows, cries, go down on the floor. That's when she takes the razor, telephone ring. Somebody on the other line, I tell her that. You have to keep moving, send on Miss Young, yeah, I. So no matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah, I. You have to keep moving, send on, hold on, yeah, I. Just another broken heart is true, so you're the lonely one, when me say. Timothy in a hard line of work. Him a drive ambulance. Him what we since birth. Yo. Him get a call from him cell phone. Say there's been an accident. A little youth drive off of the road. When him get to the scene, say it not look good. Him not stop think but if him really done all that he could. Now the family want no walk one. And the doctor say I'm sorry him not make it. The son is gone. Yeah, they keep moving, stand on, hold on, stand on, yeah. No matter what's going on, you know I say you have to shut down, yeah. Have to keep moving, stand on, hold on, be strong, yeah. I just another tune, hey. They tell you that you have to keep moving.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser. I am your host, V the Preacher, and this is brought to you by ICO Babylon Radio. And tonight, I don't have an agenda, none whatsoever. I want to hear from you. I was looking at this Democratic National Convention, and I know the lies that are being told and what we're talking about, but nevertheless, I want you to call in. Express yourself. Tell me what you want to say. And we do have a caller. So, caller 208 266. Tell us your name. Tell us what you're calling from.
Oh, hello. My name is Salahuddin from New York City. I appreciate this topic. Yeah, I actually didn't. I saw just some snippets of sound bites of the Democratic National Convention, but I wasn't intent on watching it anyway because, you know, I look at the entire political system and how it's presented to the masses as being a fraud anyway. It's just like good cop, bad cop, and so it's like a foregone conclusion to me. But I think what I do sometimes, I regard how easily the masses are, they're still holding on to a hope of something that is hopeless and still have really faith in this system instead of faith in God, you know, or faith in themselves, or this system is a corrupt system. It's historically and contemporaneously is a corrupt system, and so I don't vote. I really do not vote. Perhaps in local elections where I know it has some direct relevance, but I mean, these are all corporate puppets, and so it's pointless for me to vote. I don't go by the lesser of two evils kind of approach to voting. You know, I vote according to my interests, and if any political official doesn't represent my interest, then I don't vote.
I'm in total agreement with you. I don't think I've voted for a while, but tell the people, why is it that you don't vote? Give us your...
Yes, sir. Well, as you said, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we are, if I vote, then it's like capitulation. It's like giving in. You know, somebody's saying, uncle, you know, I don't believe in the system, but yet I'm going to partake in it anyway with the, you know, that statement, you can only change things from within. Well, that isn't true. This country was born out of a revolutionary approach, and, you know, they didn't try to work along with King George and try to appeal to him. They took up arms, and they disconnected from the society. So, you know, if our God, right, our God, you know, the God of the Hebrews, you know, the God of the Torah, is greater than man, then why do we constantly submit to man instead of availing ourselves, invoking the power of God within us?
Right.
It doesn't make sense. It's irrational. So, you know, there's going to be some pain to disconnect from this society, but it's a growing pain. But it's like somebody who's being constantly being beaten up by their spouse, and they keep going back to them. And what do you expect? Yes, sir.
Exactly. No. Good talk. So how long has it been since you pulled yourself out of the voting process?
The last person I voted for lost, and that was Jimmy Carter. Excuse me, back in 1980. So that tells you a lot, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, sir.
Exactly. And I don't think too many people realize that the whole voting process is definitely rigged, and that their vote does not count. It doesn't even really matter. But I don't think we should participate in a system that is wholly against us and against the people.
You said, I was listening to another show, like, before, you know, and I don't know whether it's because they're younger than us or, I don't like to go on, you know, like, you know, I met a lot of people who were young and had a lot more wisdom and insight than people who are older, so I don't necessarily subscribe to that old and young, that elder kind of approach, you know. I'm old, there are a lot of older people, but they're really backward in their thinking, but yeah, I was listening to another show, and they were, these black people, or Hebrews, I mean, I don't know if they were really Hebrew, but they were black, sounded, you know, with a black American accent, black accent. And they were talking about, you know, in terms of strategy, you know, self-respect and dignity, honoring oneself. They were talking about the issues of black people in a form of people. The host was he was identified as a black person, but he's, you know, his parents were immigrants from Panama. And he was talking about, you know, black people and what's wrong with us, constantly bashing us. And, you know, but he was talking with other groups of immigrants who were, you know, and comparing, and it seemed consistently that they were finding strengths with the Hispanic immigrants, Asian immigrants, all other immigrants, you know, and But when it came to black Americans, you know, they were constantly disparaging us. And I says, you know, there's something obviously wrong with this picture, right?
Right.
You know, because, so I do that research, and I'm saying to you, like you said, I mean, then I don't think that this is kind of, well, I said, the reason I'm like bringing that up is because of, to look at diversity, every group in this society is militating against us. You know, is militating against us. And it, I think you point out that persecution is for a reason. You know,
right.
They'll rationalize and justify because we, you know, do just some cursory research. All these other groups have weaknesses and strengths, but they're collaborating with our enemy. The reason that we have so little ground as black Americans is because they're all working together against us. It's not really anything inherently wrong with us. What would we expect? The fact that we just survived here is by the grace of the Almighty God. You know, that's an accomplishment in itself with all of the forces working against us. Just the fact that we're still alive.
Definitely.
Is a monumental thing. So, yeah, just that, and no one touches on that. But, yeah, I don't know. I wanted to ask you, you know, what do you think about that? Because a lot of these people even identify as one of us are really not. And you can tell by their rhetoric, because if they're not affirming us, other groups of people, man, I looked at, you know, I don't want to be too long-winded, but this, like the Mexica movement, the Mexicans in terms of trying to establish their identity as real Native Americans and not, you know, the Spanish identity. They have also, other groups also have identity crises, but the only people who are quick to talk about, you know, well, we're light or we're dark, every group has been, most groups have been impacted by colonization from Europe, you know. So I was listening to this Mexican-American named Olin Tezcatlipoca, the Mexica movement, about Mexicans asserting their Native American identity for whatever reason. And I was like, he was disparaging the Native. But the only difference between this black forum, which included other groups, the Mexicans did not include other groups when they were, you know, offering constructive criticism to their people with comparison, you know, with the, yeah. So the strategy, I mean, I looked at the strategy of how you go about trying to build, because all you do is giving our enemies ammunition to bash us with even more. I don't know. I just I don't want to be too discursive, but I mean, what are your thoughts, brother?
No. I appreciate your viewpoint. And when you say strategy, let me understand where you're coming from. Do you say that you believe we should speak more on a strategy to build a sacrum, a foundation for our people to understand who we are, where we come from? Or are you saying that our viewpoint should not be what other people are racist? I don't believe that in terms.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. No.
Yeah, no, it doesn't exist. So it should it be more so that we should, like, because a lot of our people are asleep and they don't want to believe the truth. Everything you speak is in our history book, which is what other people call the Bible. But it's there. Psalms 83, Deuteronomy 28, that tells us that we are the people. And at the same time, I'm not going to say.
You said Psalms 83, Deuteronomy 48?
No, Deuteronomy 28, the 28th chapter.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. And Psalms 83 lets us know clearly.
Okay.
Of the nation that we call racists have conspired against us as a people. Are you there?
Yes, I'm listening. I just, the fan is on. I wanted to cover up the mouthpiece so I could hear you more clearly.
Yeah, no worries. And then when we get to people saying, well, who are those people over there in Israel? Well, the Bible, the scriptures make it clear that we would be in captivity. The people over there are not in captivity. They are a part of Revelations 2 and 9, Revelations 3 and 9. And they are a part of the treaty that came into being in 1948 to fly those people in.
Yes. I remember reading that in the scriptures that there will be people who obviously I don't know nearly as much good brothers as you do, but I do recall reading scriptures and it stating that there will be people who call themselves Jews who are not.
Right.
Specifically in the end times, who call themselves Jews who are not. you know, and these people, whether they're Khazars or, you know, I was talking to people about, you know, even these frauds among the frauds, the so-called Orthodox Jews. You know, I live here in New York, and they are, the Orthodox, many Orthodox refuse to go to Israel because they believe that, which rightly so, is that the Mashiach, the Messiah, would bring them to Israel, and the true state of Israel would dwell in peace, and that the signs of this nation being in battle and doing evil, you know, are signs that this is not the true state of Israel. And also, the Zionist, Theodore Herzl, was an atheist.
Right.
How can an atheist organization create a godly state of Israel? So, I mean, this is all indicators of how fraudulent this construct in the Middle East or whatever, Northern Africa, if you will, you know, has constructed.
Exactly, exactly. So, yeah, our people have to come into the knowledge of the truth of where we are and what's transpiring. So, I mean, what's your thoughts, brother, before, you know, before you go, what's your thoughts of where we are at 2012? We got like 3 months to go. This was supposed to be the doom and gloom year. Supposed to be.
According to the Mayan calendar, right?
Yes.
The New Age nonsense. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the scriptures, but, you know, in this society, anything goes, man. Anything that'll get these, you know, what the you know, these fraudulent Jews call the goyim, right? Which isn't,
right.
You know, so yeah. But Yiddish, which isn't Hebrew. But yeah, you know, the you know, that these false doctrines that people are trying to hang their hats on, and the masses are being treated like goyim. They are lost and confused, and, you know, there's so much deception. Now is the time, you know, as Lot had done, you know, he sequestered himself in his house because he was living in a very evil time. And so even to go outside of your door, you know, what was, you were at risk of, you know, not just temptation, but being assailed by, you know, a sinner. And we're all sinners, but, you know, the sins of these people, I mean, they're unregenerate, man. They're, you know, the scriptures talk about giving people over to reprobate mind. And that's what a lot of people are doing. You know, I try to keep myself. Now is the time I look at, you know, for what it's worth, I look at, like, the Amish and such, and they have pretty much created, they were allowed to do that in this society. You know, when we try to do that as Hebrew black people, we may have some consequences, perhaps not, but, you know, God is on our side. I think that we should really, and I know your movement, brother, is to sequester ourselves away from these evil people so we can weather the storm until the Messiah comes. Because if we get involved with the masses, all we're going to do is get absorbed into the society. You know, we see a lot of people trying to convert, you know, or trying to befriend people who are outside of our. But no, we're so under assault that it's imperative. It behooves us to really take inventory and try to really disconnect ourselves from this society in virtually every way we can.
Definitely. Definitely. So where are you calling from, brother? Where are you calling from?
Yes, sir. I'm in New York City.
Okay. And your name is?
Salahuddin.
Salahuddin. Well, brother, you seem to have a lot of information, some true knowledge. You seem to be up on the truth, and I think it's imperative that people like yourself keep on teaching and talking and preaching the truth. Let people know.
I listen to your show a lot, brother. This is just the first time I called in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, this is the first time I called in.
Yes.
Yeah. So some of what I say is basically what regurgitating what I've heard you say. Mm-hmm.
Well, Tawada, brother. You know, shalom, shalom. Appreciate it.
Shalom, brother.
Support.
Shalom.
And, you know, our whole thing is just for us to create a community of people that are talking about the truth and what's going on with our people and in this world, our society.
Hmm. What do you think, brother, about, you know, in your insight and your connection with the Most High? I mean, what is your, I mean, what do you see? What do you foresee for us in this society, you know, in the next upcoming years or so?
You know, it's interesting that you would ask that, because I was going to talk about that tonight on the show, which is pretty much the fact that I think that we are trying to figure out as a people how this is all going to transpire as far as him coming back, Most High coming back, and the Third World War that's definitely approaching with Iran, the Persians, and the nuclear assault that's coming. And I think there are people that are worried, people that are in fear, there's some people that don't have fear, that are purchasing passports to leave Babylon. We know that the economy is going to be Babylon.
Hello?
Yeah, are you there?
I'm sorry, it was breaking up.
Okay. So, yeah, we do know at the same time that the scriptures make it clear that things are going to change in America, which is known as Babylon and the daughter of Babylon, and that we have to prepare ourselves for what's coming. Now, at the same time, the best way I can teach and preach and you and everyone else is to make sure that we have this mark upon ourselves, which is something that comes about by us keeping the commandments, the statutes, the laws, and the Shabbat, the Sabbath. Things may not transpire as we think they're supposed to transpire. They just may not, because I believe he may strengthen his remnant and allow them to be in a position when he returns that will cause them to stand out amongst others. That's the mark of his people. There are people who are serious about keeping these commandments, these laws and statutes, and then there are people who just don't care, who are still caught up in the world and don't want to make the transition. And I think that's something that we need to take into consideration. And the way you hear, the reason I'm speaking, the way I'm speaking, brother, is because we got a lot of people who want to tell you it's going to happen a certain kind of way, and I don't think either of us have that ability to say how it's going to happen. You understand?
Hello, I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, brother, yes, I thank you for, you know, for that feedback. Yes. What do you think about us? I don't know. I assume you know establishing, you know, the issue of, you know, I talk to some people, you know, about conversion, but we're a people. You know, we're not. It's not just a religion, right? I mean, we're not. Our goal is not to. God created us as a separate and distinct people, and to engraft like these other groups into our community of people who want to. I mean, it's, you know, so I'm not intent on, I see people trying to convert. I don't see that as the goal. I mean, what's the point? You know, God creates Hebrews and Israelites, and someone. I mean, what do you think of that, the issue of conversion? People, particularly since we're in such, so embattled now, and some of us are somewhat confused as to our identity and such, like the other religions who convert, accept converts. Of course, I understand that, but then those converts wind up transforming, the belief and the culture of the godly people with their, worldly or Babylonian mentality. I mean, what do you think of that in terms of, our Hebrew community?
Well, I mean, you're absolutely right when you say that it's not a matter of us converting to religion, because we're trying to abstain from religion. I mean, it's not really even the conversion. It's the fact that we're waking up into the knowledge of the truth. of who we are, and embracing statutes, laws, and commandments once again, and abstaining from any religiosity that has to do with a ritual that makes us feel righteous. That's bullcrap. As we say on Straight No Chaser, that's bullcrap. Okay? When you start doing something that makes you feel like you're doing the right thing because you become religious with it and it's a habit, no. We're just coming back to who we are as a people, how he created us, and that's what's in us is natural. I mean, if that makes sense to you.
Yes, that's. I appreciate that insight, brother. And that this is, you know, this is inbred into us. So it's not an issue of submitting to, you know, it's codified, you know, in the scriptures. But it's just really reflecting what's already in us. I appreciate that insight. Yes.
Yeah, definitely. I think that society, America, Babylon, 501c3 has put inside of us that we have to perform these rituals in order to feel justified. And we are already justified as a people if we acknowledge who he is and what he told us to do and what he expects of us. And our Father says that his commandments are not grievous. And so, you know, they're inbred inside of us. We just have to conform to that. And I know that they are natural for our people, but one of the reasons I do this show is because our people have forgotten who they are, where they come from, and kept on astray and far off. That's what we're doing.
Excellent.
All right, shalom,
brother.
Shit, you coming calling in, bro.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, I'm going to get some rest. But I was intent on staying up a little later than I usually do to speak with you and touch base. God willing, I'll call in again.
All right, appreciate you calling, brother. Shalom, shalom. Ahaya bless you. And check us out on the Shabbat if you get a chance.
Yes, good brother. Yes, good brother.
Right.
Shalom. Shalom aleichem.
corruption of your thoughts, yeah.
Destruction of your soul.
This is V the Preacher. Welcome back to Straight No Chaser here on Babylon Talk Radio. Actually, Blog Talk Radio. We weren't sure if we wanted to do a show tonight, DNC convention. A lot of you are still watching the fodder and the blabber of a president who doesn't care much about you. And I really don't think that there will be a presidential election, but who am I to say? We just got through talking earlier about the fact that we've been prognosticating a lot of things transpiring in 2012, and they haven't happened. You know, we thought that the Olympics would be a false flag event. That didn't happen. So I know that nothing can happen unless the Most High allows it. So at this point in time, I am not going to try and tell you how I think things are going to unfold. All I know is that we're living in times that are mentioned in the Tanakh, the Torah, and the Book of Revelations that make it clear that we're going to see the end of the Gentile rule. And I didn't say that tonight. Welcome to the end of the Gentile rule. That's where we're going. My people, this show is designed to wake you up because you are in the hood straight tripping. You're becoming homosexuals, lesbians, clowns, buffoonery, anything and everything this world wants you to be. You'll do it for the almighty dollar and forsake your God, the Most High, Ahaya, Bahashem, Yeshaya. And now it's time for you to come back to the statutes, laws, and commandments. Not the church, not the pew, not the membership. No, come back to Him and what He's commanded us to do as a people so that we can be set apart. Set apart is Kodesh. I plead with you, I urge you, I implore you to not give in to the things of this society and this world and to come back to sanctity, wholeness, righteousness, and what you know is right, because deep inside you, you have a knower that tells you when things are wrong. Do not become numb to it. Inculcated with the desires of this life and this world. Don't be a fool. Don't be the clown. Don't be the entertainer for other people of this world by being the flagrant faggot, the tap dancer, the freaking comedian that entertains this world. But come back to being the people who we are that were called by the Most High, to be the set-apart people that were called by His name. Deuteronomy 28, Jeremiah 17, Psalms 83, Revelations 2 and 9, Revelations 3 and 9. I'll start you there. Anything else you need from there, join us. Myself, Elder R. Dre, on the seventh day, the day of rest, the day of worship, the day that the Most High set up. Not Sunday, which is a false day. That's the first day. That was set up in 70 AD by Constantine, pagan worship of the sun. Holler at us on the seventh day, the Shabbat, the Sabbath and hear how we're supposed to conduct our lives so that we can be set apart. So, I'm cutting this show short. Turn off the DNC because that's a president who doesn't care about you and who promotes the homosexual community before he promotes the Hebrew Israelite community. But you know what? At the same time, I know that all things work together for the good, and the Most High has allowed him to be in that seat for a purpose, and that we're approaching fastly the end of the Gentile rule. This is V the Preacher, and I want you to know that the only sure obstacle to truth is to pretty much think that you already have it, because truth is a journey and not a destination. Shalom.
Listen. Everybody thinks we're on the mother. Who are they to judge us? Mother, mother, simply call us sweet. Where I am, oh, mother, mother, woo.